Arizona. Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Always a privilege and a pleasure coming to you every Saturday at 5 o'clock. And this is the very first Saturday in 6 years where St. Patrick's Day has fallen on Saturday. So we are doing this show the right way, the best way, the strongest way possible, because we are broadcasting now right here against the beautiful backdrop of Push Ridge. We are at Noble Hops on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert in the great town of Oro Valley. I would need 2 hours to go over all the great specials they have rolled out for you here today. Everyone is in a sea of green. We've got some great Irish-inspired cocktails, the Outlander Martini, the Shamrock Juice, the Irish Cola, of course the Nutty Irishman, the Irish Car Bomb, and we've got corned beef and cabbage right at the heart of the St. Patrick's Day experience. And I'm looking across the sea of celebrities that are in the house. I mean, you don't have to look far to see all of the movers and shakers right here in great southern Arizona. I see my friend Mike Lopez, Chef Mike Lopez, the food and beverage director at the Forum of Tucson is here. Our good friend Danny Plattner from Sun Street Mortgage is here. Let's see, who else we got in the house? Oh, we've got the vice president of marketing from Bon Voyage Travel, Wendy Hawthorne, is here. We've got Jim Wood from James Wood Photography. As a matter of fact, what better time to think about a trip to Ireland than to actually call Bon Voyage Travel? Wendy and her team will put together a trip of a lifetime. Go experience Ireland the way the Irish do. Anyway, I digress, because I get so excited about this time of the year, and here celebrating with us in his return as celebrity co-host for the most delicious hour on radio, he is one of the craftiest of craft specialists here in Southern Arizona with the Hensley Beverage Company. Put your hands together for the Sherwinator himself. Mr. Sherwood Alger is in the house. Sherwood, what's happening, brother?
Matt Russell, wow, it is hard to follow that.
you literally have us surrounded with Irish whiskeys, and just the thought of learning about the kind of the regional expressions of the grain and the celebratory place that Irish whiskey occupies on a St. Patrick's Day, I could not do the show without you.
Fantastic, Matt. Thank you for having me on again. Yeah, so today I chose to focus on two of our newest additions to our portfolio. Both are from Ireland, the small island of Ireland. And these are actually the most southern distilled Irish whiskies in Ireland, right off of Skibbereen. And first we have West Cork Bourbon Cask. We have their aged 10-year, and then the Pogues, which is actually a famous Irish punk band in the 80s. And they have a song, actually. It says, "I am going where streams of whiskey are flowing," we sang. And they basically went to the West Cork distillers, and they said, "Well, if you can put that in the bottle." And so we did.
So much fun. And what I love about having you on the show is every time, you know, I chat with you online, or when you come on the show, I learn something new. We talked last time we were on the show, deep in the heart of Oktoberfest, about that Marzen style of beer. We had that great Oktoberfest beer. These are two brands that we're going to be talking about that I've never heard of, and I'm so excited to actually bring them up to my palate for the first time. But let's do a little Irish whiskey 101. So, as you know, I've largely been a bourbon and rye driven personality. I only recently starting to catch the Scotch buzz, but I'm a late comer to the Irish whiskey story, and I am in very good hands, Sherwood Alger. What do you love about the Irish whiskey line?
Yeah, actually, you know, first of all, these are whiskeys spelled with an E. You know, there's a designation there, with one spelled with just a Y, and one with an E. Basically, if it's just with the Y without the E, it's basically a Scotch, or it's traditionally a bourbon in America. But if you ask for a whiskey in Ireland, you're going to get an Irish whiskey. If you ask for that in Scotland, you're going to get Scotch.
Now, in terms of the mash bill, in terms of the grain that sits at the anchor of the Irish whiskey, of course, barley is what brings us Scotch. Corn, largely, is what brings us bourbon. Rye is what brings us rye. What is it, the anchor part of the story from the grain perspective when we're enjoying Irish whiskeys?
Great, yeah. So they actually use a combination of They use malt whiskey here as well. They actually malt some of their own barley
this.
Yeah, they actually do. They also use grain whiskey, which is derived from anything other than barley.
Right.
So they use a combination of both in this one, actually. I don't believe they use any corn in this, so that's what you traditionally use in bourbon. So this is, really, really significant to the island of Ireland. The first one here.
Let's go ahead and try. Let's pour one up, brother.
Yeah, I want to
get this party started, dude.
First one is their bourbon cask, so it's matured for just a few years in actual fresh American bourbon cask that have been charred. They use a pretty high char on this one, so you're going to get the nice vanilla notes. Mm. I don't know, would you like to try some of this as well?
Oh, okay. Well, our next guest is eager with anticipation. You're going to learn a little bit more about her on the other side of this break. But, okay, the West Cork blended Irish whiskey, as you see, a blend of the finest hand-selected grain and malt whiskeys with a bourbon cask finish. So,
correct.
Right from the nose, Sherwood Alger, I'm just getting a whole story in and of itself. This wonderful kind of, as you say, this vanilla, this caramel experience right from the start, not flavor profiles that I logically assign to the Irish whiskey category.
Exactly. Well point. West Cork likes to do things a little bit differently. Mm. They started in 2003, so they're fairly new. But the greatest thing differential between West Cork and, say, a brand like Jameson, it's 100% Irish owned. They use only 100% Irish grains. It's 100% copper pot still, triple distilled as well. And the fact that they malt some of their own barley is very unique.
Yes.
This next one here, we have the aged 10 years. They've only been around for just over 10 years, so this is some of the first whiskeys they put into barrels.
Oh, my gosh, and you actually have some for us to try.
I do.
I'm not worthy, Sherwood Alger. Okay.
And they actually finish some of this in cherry butts, actually. So a little bit of sherry. Note to it.
Okay.
So let me give you a little.
So where that first one have that bourbon cask finish, you're getting a lot that lovely kind of char, like you said, that toasty roasty note.
Correct.
These are in sherry cask, so
it's finished in sherry cask.
In sherry cask, you're probably gonna get a little sweetness then coming into play with that barley.
Yeah, it just adds a whole different layer
because
you get the sweetness from being in the bourbon barrels for 10 years, and then it just adds a whole different layer to it when you add that sherry to it.
Sherwood Alger wants you to get to know Irish whiskey and do it in a way like a child learns a new game or gets a new toy. I mean, that's the way I deal with whiskeys. You wouldn't otherwise go to these kind of boutique-y brands. I love the story, the families behind them, and this is a gorgeous product. Again, the West Cork. It's the single malt Irish, aged 10 years, finished in sherry casks. Now, I understand this is a beautiful Irish to sip neat, which is how I like to have my whiskeys. Now, does the Sherwood Alger playbook have other protocol? Do you like yours on the rocks? Would you use this in a cocktail, Sherwood?
To quote the owner of West Cork, I was watching a bunch of videos recently, and he said, it's all based on what your mood is, what your environment is, and it's all situational. I personally like to have it neat, especially when it's such a defined whiskey. There's so many flavor profiles that you don't really need any mixtures or additives, but I'm not against cocktails by any means. You can really play with it.
Just absolutely gorgeous spirits, and you can almost hear and smell the waves crashing against the cliffs, on that wonderful, beautiful island of Ireland. Now, I would imagine that people can find these whiskeys at places around town, right?
Correct, yeah. You can find them, at your very typical places, Total Wine, but I know quite a few local establishments like Plaza Liquors carries them.
Great.
And you're starting to find a lot more restaurants around town using them. I know, today if you're on the east side, hopefully if you're over here or close to Noble Hops, you're coming out here. But if you happen to be on the east side, it's featured today at the Arizona Beer House. They're having a ginormous big thing outside, and also Mulligan's. They are both
serving these whiskeys.
Correct, and Murphy's Irish Pub. Don't really forget them. All three of them are serving these Irish whiskeys there today.
Okay, I hope you gave them enough to last until the party is over, which is when I leave. That's when the party is over.
We'll meet you over there.
We're talking to Sherwood Alger. He is one of the craft specialists at the Hensley Beverage Company, talking about all things Irish whiskey. Sherwood, always a pleasure partying with you. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to continue our sipping, our savoring, and celebrating with the famous Stacey Gopp. Yes, she's right here on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the Commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of Commoner Bloody Marys or Mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back, me ladies and lassies. We are broadcasting live in this historic St. Patrick's Day celebration here on Saturday from the patio of Noble Hops on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert in the beautiful town of Oro Valley, getting things kicked into gear Irish style with our celebrity co-host from Hensley Beverage Company, Sherwood Alger, who makes friends wherever he goes.
Cheers.
Always lovely to see you. Okay, so there's an event coming up, Sherwood. I think you might be ready for this event because all of the world-class enthusiasts of spirits, of cocktails, all getting together for a great cause. It's called Sip, Savor, and Celebrate. And here to tell us the story behind what is going to be an epic event in Southern Arizona is the development director from JDRF. Put your hands together for Stacy Gopp. Stacy, yeah. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So excited welcome. To see you. Did you get a chance to try some of those whiskeys?
I did partake a little bit.
You did. Would you like some more?
I'm good right now. Thank you.
Anyway, so let's get to know JDRF a little bit before we get started on the event details for Sip, Savor, and Celebrate. Give us an idea of what you're doing here in the great state of Arizona with JDRF.
Absolutely. So JDRF was started over 45 years ago, and we are here to find a cure for type 1 diabetes, which right now has no cure nor prevention. So we're here to make that change.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that change is not possible without organizations like JDRF, because there's a clarion call. You're the rallying organization that says, look, before we have change, we have to educate.
Absolutely.
We have to equip people with the information that they can take advantage of, that they can act on, and community education, awareness on the disease, what people can do to get involved in being a part of the change that you're seeking. See, everyone's applauding for you, Stacy Gopp. Anyway, but JDRF, a great community organization across the country. You represent the Arizona chapter, so our hat is off to you and your team for everything you do in this community.
Thank you.
And part of what you do at JDRF is putting together amazing ideas for great events, right?
That's what we're trying to do.
Tell us about Sip, Savor, and Celebrate.
Sure. So we've had a few events here in the community over the last 15 to 20 years, and this one's brand new. We're going out on a limb a little bit and trying something new.
Cool.
We're trying to involve as many of our fantastic local vendors, restaurants, distilleries, breweries, all of these folks that we can get to come on board. What we want to do is we want to offer, as you said, some sips and some samples and some great food and drink, but we also want to celebrate. We want to celebrate where we've come from. We've made a lot of progress, a lot of change over the last 75 years, and But we're not there.
Right.
And we have to keep pushing. And we have to keep pushing harder because type 1 is an autoimmune disease, mm-hmm. which means we're not in front of it yet.
Right.
And
so
we are doing our darndest, and this community is fantastic and amazing. And we've already raised over $100,000 at this event, and we're going to keep going.
All right. Now, if Sherwood and I are going to be at this event, there's going to be a lot of sipping going on.
There's a lot of sipping.
Now, is this kind of a, there's food involved as well. So there's, tell us about how this event, you know, looks. If the guests come, it's going to be a lot in Cantata.
You chose a beautiful area, by the way.
I know.
Spectacular backdrop.
Incredible.
And it's happening again on March the 23rd?
March 23rd, Friday evening.
So you buy a ticket. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But what does that ticket get you when you walk into the event?
When you walk into the event, you'll get a lovely little welcome gift to help you make your way through all of our vendors. You'll enjoy some great live jazz music featuring one of our Type 1 ambassadors right here from in the community.
Awesome.
And you'll get access to the great vendors that'll be there. And then you'll also enjoy a fantastic cocktail mixology competition that you yourself are going to help crown the winner of.
I'm here to serve. You know, I take my adjudication duties very seriously.
Yes.
So when I'm asked to judge a cocktail competition, how could I say no? Especially for the individuals and families touched by Type 1 diabetes, I could not say no to this event. So great food, great jazz, wonderful backdrop, as Sherwood mentioned, but there is a Mix Madness cocktail competition with bartenders are going to be suiting up for battle. What is that going to look like?
Well, it's going to look like, hopefully, something really fun and cool. You know, if you've been out and around at any time in the last few years, these mixologists, these bartenders, take their craft incredibly seriously. And it's an art. It's amazing. And so we want to showcase that. We really want to bring it to the forefront. I mean, they create their own syrups. They create their own bitters. They really make these works of art in front of us, and we want to share that, and we want to share where they're from.
And how many bartenders are going to be competing at the Mix Madness competition?
Well, we're still kind of rounding out our competition, but hopefully up to 8.
Okay, up to 8, and it's going to kind of be a single elimination.
Exactly.
It's a tournament of sorts.
Yes.
Right? And there will be one bartender standing alone, hoisting the trophy with great enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
And now, do people that are coming to the event, are they going to be able to taste some of the cocktails that the bartenders are making for the competition, or are they going to be able to sip and savor as they walk throughout the courtyard?
As they walk throughout the courtyard. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So some of the Southern Arizona's best mixologists suiting up for battle at the Mixed Madness competition. Again, it's on March the 23rd at La Encantada, and it's part of the Sip, Savor, and Celebrate event. It's going to be a feast for all the senses. What time does the event get started?
6 p.m.
Okay, how much are tickets?
$125.
For everything?
For everything.
Jazz, booze, food?
Absolutely.
Okay, right on.
And the living room will be hosting a fantastic after party that
Love
they'll
it.
Be partnering with Tito's.
Love it. Okay,
That's
so
fantastic.
This is, she's thought of everything, Sherwood Alger.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
Know? And I love what you said about, you know, it being art. You know, there's so many correlations between culinary artistry and mixology artistry. So
absolutely.
You know, that's great that you have both there for the guests to enjoy. It goes to a great cause.
So wonderful world-class cocktails being shaken and stirred before your very eyes. I have the hard job of being one of the judges. And I said I take that responsibility very seriously. Tickets are $125 each. Again, the event is on March the 23rd. Now, Stacey Gopp, how can people get tickets? Because I know this is one of those events that is absolutely going to sell out before game time. How can people do that right now?
You can go to CelebrateJDRF.com and you can buy them right there.
That's so you make it so easy.
Right?
CelebrateJDRF.com.
Yep.
And buy your tickets for a Sip, a Savor, and Celebrate. As long as we're talking about sipping, what do you love to sip on these days? Are you a wine girl? You like your beers? You love your whiskeys? What do you like?
I'm a beer girl.
All right, on the beer spectrum, where does your palate take you, Stacey?
I like the stouts.
She's a stout person.
Excellent.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, I know tonight they here at Noble Hops, they actually have the Breckenridge Nitro Irish Stout on tap. So that's going to be, you know, a lot of Irish car bombs with that, I can only imagine tonight.
Absolutely.
And if you're not mistaken, you mentioned Three Wells and Hamilton Distillery. You're going to be at the event as well?
That's correct. We're really excited to
That's
work
great
with
them. Local craft distillers right here in Southern Arizona as part of the Sip, Savor, and Celebrate experience. I'm going to be there. I'm sure Sherwood will be there.
Yes,
the
sir.
Entire community needs to turn out and support Stacey Gopp and JDRF for the life-changing work that they do right here in Southern Arizona. Again, one more time with the website to buy tickets.
CelebrateJDRF.com, and for the next, the next 48 hours, we're running a special on bundles of tickets. So
bundles.
You can save some money when you buy 4 tickets, so get a couple friends together.
I love it. Stacey Gott with JDRF, thank you so much again for everything you're doing, and I look forward to seeing you on March the 23rd. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank more of our valued sponsors, and when we come back, Sherwood, we're going to be graced with the presence of the general manager here at Noble Hops. Her name is Julie, and she's right here with us on the other side of this break. In the meantime, this is On the Menu live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of a great St. Patrick's Day celebration. Al fresco against the backdrop of the magnificent and the majestic Push Ridge. Where else can we be celebrating the patron saint of Ireland than at Noble Hops on the corner of La Cañada and Lander? Yeah. There is a sea of celebrities and a sea of green, and I hear the Northwest and Old Pueblo pipes and drums gearing up for this celebration. Sherwood Alger doesn't get any better than this, brother.
It does not. This is a beautiful backdrop for exactly this type of celebration.
This is exactly why we're here. And again, the weather is perfect. The crowd is just so into the spirit of celebration. Yep. And what a great segue that is, because wherever there is a spirit being celebrated, there is the general manager of Noble Hops. I want you to put your hands together for Julie Vlahakis. Julie, what's going on?
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Take a look at you, girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. We have been out here, I mean, since opening at 11 o'clock. It's been a party going on, let me tell you.
Now, do you have a caught in the back? I mean, you're not going home.
Man, this is all adrenaline, man. This is going to last late into the evening.
I'll tell you, it smells phenomenal.
It really does. I think that's me. The reason why it smells phenomenal, I think, is because Daniel Martinez, executive chef, he's going to be coming a little bit later on in the show and talking about his personal corned beef strategy.
Yes.
People come here to Noble Hops, Julia Vlahakis, and I always begin my Noble Hops journey right at the barbecue, because I think you have some of the greatest bartenders, mixologists. I think your bar setting is just perfect here. Why do people love your bar program so much, Julie?
I think we have a lot of interesting things. And actually, if you look at the last few months, we've really upped our cocktail game.
Right.
So a lot more interesting cocktail offerings. We really want to be forward on rotating those craft beers. You know, 28 craft beers on draft.
Wow.
So you're not going to find anything mass market on draft here at
right.
Noble Hops.
Yes, thank
we
you.
Do have those options available by bottle, but it really gives us a chance to kind of keep everything fresh for people. So if you come this week, you can try, you know, the tangerine wheat. If you come next week, it's the Stone Hocavesa Stout, you know. So whatever it's going to be, you've got a lot of options. And one of the things that we've really been promoting is our beer flight program, where you can get a 5-ounce pour for half the price of the full-size beer.
Oh.
And it gives you an ability to come in. I like to do this with my dad. We come in on a Sunday afternoon when I'm off, and we'll try a few different beers, and we'll split each one and, you know, compare.
Yeah.
So it gives you a real – there's a lot of more energy, I think,
there's
for
no,
the program.
There's
yeah.
no better way to learn about it. And also you can, you know, possibly blend. You know, you can – with the flight, you can really blend some
yeah.
of the beers. With full pints, it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
So
as we were talking about the Irish whiskeys, there's a story behind every mm-hmm. whiskey. There's a story behind every beer, and
yeah.
you want to learn as much as you can
yeah.
when you're at in an atmosphere like this. Now, we're going to
yeah.
be talking to you a little bit later on in the show about these great events that you guys
sure.
put on month in and month out, pairing dinners. You know, we're going to be talking about a yappy hour.
Yep.
But, you know, for example, you guys are taking your cocktailing pretty seriously here at Noble Hops today. I mean, the Shamrock Juice, the Irish Cola, the Outlander Martini. Is there the Julie's Pick on this landscape of libations? What one speaks to you
well,
the most?
Well, you know, I had to put the Outlander on there. For all the ladies out there, you know the Outlander series, you know the novels. We got the kilts here with the firemen today. I mean, it's all tied in. You know what
so
I mean?
Much fun.
It's just, yeah. So that's a really interesting one with the ginger liqueur. Something a little different. And then, you know, we went with your standard Irish Car Bomb using the Breckenridge Irish Stout Nitro. Get a little creaminess on that. And
yes.
then, boom, drop in that shot and boom.
Okay.
Down it goes.
Let's talk about the technique here, because much like a sake bomber, mm-hmm. if you will, I've seen some people violate protocol,
mm-hmm.
and but I guess, you know, you can make it what you will. You
yeah.
can make every experience your own. How does Julie Vlahakis approach the Irish Car Bomb? I mean, is it a little sippy?
No.
Is it a little pour? Is it a drop in and go in big
no.
and bold? I mean, how do you do it?
I was the beer-chugging champion of my pledge class in my sorority, okay? So
there's
no sip and go, okay? We're talking.
Thank you for your honesty.
You got to drop and go with that.
Drop
you know,
and go.
You got to drop and go. You know, I even put it on the menu here. Drop it in. Drink it quick.
Okay, so you have to have some strategy for making sure that shot glass, you know, kind of eases its way
well, yes,
back to
that's
the top.
True. That's
okay,
true.
So break down the ingredients again.
So you've got the Breckenridge,
right?
The Nitro Stout. We chose the Nitro because it gives a nice soft feel when you're doing a car bomb.
Right.
So you don't have to battle any bitterness there. You got the shot on the side of the Jameson and the Bailey.
So you get mixed together.
Gotcha combo
yeah,
there.
Use any Irish whiskey and
yep.
any
okay.
liquor.
Now, Sherwin.
All right, Sherwin.
Sherwin, if
had to add that.
Exactly.
Yep, yep,
now,
yep.
If you, Sherwin, if you looked over the courtyard here on the patio and you saw someone dialing up an Irish Car Bomb, mixing the West Cork 10-year aged Irish with the Baileys, would you like? Is there an Irish whiskey SWAT team that would take over and say, "Uh-oh, I don't think you know what you're doing"?
Oh no, not at all.
Yes,
we're in America. Everybody can make it their own. You know, I love that fact about it. But, yeah, no, there's plenty of options here. But
yep.
thank you for using our beers as well. We appreciate
sure.
that.
What time is the party going to be going on tonight here at Noble Hops?
Kitchen's open till 11, and it's, you know, it's going till people are here.
Okay.
You know, so we're here to keep the party going tonight. We got Brookdown Palace coming in a little later on tonight, so they'll be playing some fun folk and Irish music and pop stuff. So... yeah,
sounds
we got
great.
It going on.
You know how I define closing time?
What?
Whenever Stacey Gopp leaves. That is, you can set your watch. The place closes when Stacey Gopp goes home.
I will duly note that.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. But, Julie, don't go away. You're on with us for the entire show, and we're going to be bringing Chef Daniel Martinez on to talk about the culinary anchor experience to St. Patrick's Day here at Noble Hop. Stick around, fellow foodies.
Woo-hoo!
We'll be right back.
Woo!
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tankaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live against the backdrop of the Northwest and Old Pueblo pipes and drums. You just missed the entrance, bringing in officially the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. Speaking of spirits, we love having our celebrity co-host on every now and then. One of the craftiest of craft specialists at the Hensley Beverage Company, Sherwood Alger, is here having a good time talking Irish whiskey.
You are too kind.
So we talked a little bit about the West Cork Irish whiskey. We tried the bourbon cask. We tried the sherry cask finish. And now you've got another one for us to try.
We do. So this was the one I mentioned a little bit earlier, but we didn't get a chance to try it. This is it's called the Pogues Irish Whiskey. It's actually named after the famous Irish pumpkin, the Pogues. So let's give it a little try. It is actually a fine blend of grain and single malt Irish whiskey. So it's quite a bit different. Some people relegate it to Johnny Walker. You know, it's up to you. It's in the barrel for 3 years, so it's not nearly as aged as the 10-year that you love so much. But I think this just has such a dynamic with the single malts. You know, Scott, the single malt whiskey in there with the grain whiskey. It's just
so super smooth, and I guess that comes from that triple distillation.
Correct.
So common with the Irish whiskey category. Lovely complex. I mean, Julie, you're a whiskey girl at heart, right? I mean, I love this. This is the Pogues Irish whiskey, and again, I feel like I'm celebrating in County Cork in Ireland. I mean, this is so much fun. Do you like this stuff?
This has a beautiful finish. It's kind of bright in the beginning, and then it moves to a real beautiful, like a honey finish. It's lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, the aroma is, you know, almost almond, dark chocolate. Yep. You know, taste of spice, cracked pepper, dried fruit.
That's that complexity. I love it, and it's just so balanced with all those wonderful profiles.
And one of the things I forgot to add about them, they built the fastest distillation process. It's called the Rocket. They build all of their own distilling equipment there, and they built something called the Rocket that distills in, I believe, 20 minutes, which is unheard of.
Unheard of.
Yeah, so they did that for a certain process, too long to go into it, but yeah, they build all their own distilling equipment, which is very, very unique.
So they're taking the craft very seriously. I want to know, you take your celebrity co-host role very seriously. Whenever you open up a bottle of Irish whiskey, the bagpipes automatically get cued. I mean, is this wherever you go, the bagpipes follow.
Yep.
This show would not be possible coming to you every single Saturday at 5 o'clock were it not for the support and the forward-thinking vision of our sponsors. And I want you to get to know them. I want you to say thank you to them. I want you to spend money with them. I want you to tell them how much you appreciate their approach to local food and beverage, because that's why we're here. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Russell Public Communications, Tino's Pizza, and Tucson Foodie. A big round of applause for all of our sponsors. I could not run my mouth every Saturday at 5 were it not for their support. Anyway, Julie Vlahakis, we were talking about the bar scene here.
Yeah.
The great craft beer stories, the great cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
But there is another side of the Noble Hops story, and it's all based on this imaginative kind of gastropub-inspired menu.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is. I've never interviewed this guy before.
You haven't.
I'm a little nervous. Because when people talk about Daniel Martinez, I mean, he has his own kind of interesting and inspiring culinary journey. And all I got to say is, way to go, girl, for getting this guy, because he's like a hot commodity on the Tucson food scene. He's the executive chef at Noble Hops, and his name is Daniel Martinez. says, cheers, Daniel. How you doing? Where's your green? Oh, I see the green.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of green on.
I see the green. Where else you got the green there, brother? Well, it's a family show, Daniel.
I've always got green.
He always
shirt,
has
green
a little
knife,
lettuce.
Green knife bag, green coffee cup. I got
some green socks on myself.
Oh, right on, right on. Hey, great to see you. Congratulations to you and your culinary team for everything that you've done to completely kind of push the envelope on the gastropub idea, on the concept. And I just love every meal, and I mean this sincerely, every meal I've ever had here. Be it indoors, be it on this award-winning patio, being at a pairing dinner. But our listeners really want to kind of get to know you a little bit better. I mean, where did your love of the culinary arts begin? Where did the whole Daniel Martinez story start?
Well, you know what? It started with baking, actually. I really, really dig on baking, baking and pastry, the mathematical, analytical, scientific aspect of cookery. Because all things in the kitchen are based on science. So you can create and recreate anything, and everything is based in the kitchen on derivative and ratio. So you can take your take your basic dough, and you can create any other kind of pastry depending on, you know, how much butter or egg or dairy or what have you add. And there are similar things. You have different kinds of meats and cheeses and vegetables, and you can prepare them in so many different ways, so many ethnical ways, or so many just frou-frou ways, or whatever you want to call it. It's all derivative and ratio. You have a cabbage, and then you have cabbage rolls, and you have corned beef and cabbage, and you have sauerkraut, and you have just all these variations.
Yeah, that's a fantastic.
So to me, that's very fascinating.
Fantastic dynamic to have, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, baking, that's the pastry chef. You know, the fact that you have that as such a strength, you know, just adds to your whole layers and dynamics of what you do. So that's
thank you.
It's awesome.
Now, when did the passion began with baking? How old were you when you started being fascinated by what you could do with the back of the house?
I've been in the industry for 18 years now.
Wow.
So I was, as soon as I could work, about 15 years, I was working in a kitchen.
Okay, now at the age of 15, were you thinking about derivatives and ratios? I mean,
no, not necessarily.
That's pretty impressive, chef.
I started like most people. It was to get my first car. I needed money. So it began with that, and then the passion just developed. And over the years, you know, I've done some traveling, time in about a year and a half in Texas, a year in Rochester, New York. I've done a lot of stuff here in Tucson, you know, here, there. But I'm really happy to be with Noble Hops and Jam Culinary Concepts as a whole. They've really done me good, and I really like to make them proud.
They're a tremendous family.
The Musman family. Well. You know, I mean, seriously. Amazing. I mean, Eric and Josh, you know, what the story that they began. I mean, they were barely out of high school when they said, look, I've got this great idea for a pizza place. Oh, but by the way, we have to be certified as a Neapolitan pizza place by the Italian government.
The hardest thing to do possible, by the way.
They're not messing around. But we're going to talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day here in a moment, because I want to know what Daniel Martinez thinks St. Patrick's Day looks like at the center of the plate. But let's just imagine for a moment that there's someone listening to this show right now. This is live radio, Daniel. That's never been to Noble Hops. How would you describe sort of your menu, your culinary program? When people think gastropub, what does that really mean to Daniel Martinez?
To me, it generally means eclectic. If you look at our menu, you look at our happy hour menu, you look at some of the specials that we tend to run, we've got Asian influences, we've got Southwestern influences, we've got Mexican, we've got Southern, we've got all American with all of our burgers, and we've got our bangers and mash and our shepherd's pie, and we've got Mediterranean on the menu.
Wow.
It's just, it's very eclectic for sure.
Now, do you find that the seasons, you know, I talk to chefs all the time, obviously, and they love the way that the seasons inspire new flavors, new techniques, new traditions to kind of leverage. Are you switching out your menu seasonally here at Noble Hops, or when you find something that works, why would you mess with it?
I'm going to say yes to both of those, actually. We do have something that works, and we are very proud of it, and so we're going to keep it going the way that it's been going, but the seasonality is going to be more relative to all of our specials and all of our special events that we tend to put on.
Okay, very cool. Now, gastropub, the suffix of that word, Julia Vlahakis, is pub. And where does the, when you're thinking about kind of pairing, because when I think gastropub, I'm thinking I'm having a great beverage, I'm going to have anchored by a great culinary experience.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of great pairing opportunities when you're thinking about gastropub as well, right?
And that's one of the things that we did with the new incarnation of the menu that just came out in the last couple weeks was we actually put a pairing option next to the menu item. So in case you want to have the ahi tuna tower, but you're like kind of, well, that's kind of like got a lot of complexity to it, some different flavors. It's not a straight like bangers and mash,
right.
Something, you know, what would go with that? So this way, we have that actually on the menu.
It's printed on the menu.
Yeah.
Okay, now how does that process work? I mean, do you and Daniel sit down and say, look, he's going to talk about the food that he's going to be presenting. Do you decide? Is there a focus group? Because if there's a focus group, Sherwood and I are going to sign up
Daniel,
to be on in the next class.
Daniel presented the menu. The owners had some ideas. I made some amendments. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, the servers do a real good job of being able to direct people. You know?
If I could add to that, the beer program you have here, like I said, is fantastic. And I believe you suggest very generic, like IPA or stout, because you have such a healthy rotation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely something above and beyond, which, you know, not a lot of places are doing right now. So that's definitely another
added
elevated.
And we do have
elevated.
Some staples, like with Hensley, the Barrio Blonde. Is one of our real core beers here. We have a few that are just we kind of keep as in-house, kind of an in-house type of beer that's going to be real drinkable for everyone. But
you get a lot of allocated items too, which are very rare. So this is really a beer destination location
as
well.
Let's call out the Barrio Blonde for a moment. A little bit of interesting trivia. Barrio Blonde is the longest running craft beer ever in the history of the state of Arizona. They've been making that nonstop for 26 or 27 years.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And you can get one a year.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. And when people are kind of entering into craft and making the switch from mass market into craft, you really need something that's going to be, you know, that they're going to that's going to be real approachable for them.
Dennis Arnold once told me that the blondes and the sort of the lighter style beers are the most difficult to make because you can't hide the flaws.
You can't.
Someone
exactly
said, you know, it's like showing up to a party naked.
Yeah.
Is how he defines the Barrio Blonde.
Yeah.
And we're very proud to be a staple point here because there's very few that are actually permanent here. So that's
it
means a lot.
And one of the things we're doing is we're really, I've really been mixing up the beer offerings so that we have more of these approachable styles so that we're not so like double IPA heavy, IPA heavy.
Right.
And we're getting pilsners, lagers on that are going to really be nice transitional beers from, you know, something that's a standard mass market into that.
Yeah.
Like we'll be bringing on the Marble Pilsner.
Oh, fantastic.
Because
they say, you know, whatever beer you're drinking with your meal, that is essentially the last ingredient that you add to that meal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly. It's beautiful. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yep.
I love me a great IPA.
Yeah.
But you know, you go to some of these beer festivals 2 years ago, and everyone was that's all you had was IPAs.
Yeah.
Let's really cast the net and learn a little. Like I was drinking some Mars and some Spot in Oktoberfest with Sherwood last October, and just loving kind of that global style of brew. Anyway, I love that. Now, Danny Martinez, we're gonna do a little tasting here in a minute, but I need to ask you: corned beef and cabbage is at the center of the experience at a St. Patrick's Day party. What's your twist on corned beef? I mean, look, it's a cut of brisket that you get to kind of have fun with, but why do you love corned beef, and what's your strategy for creating a memorable corned beef moment
for
your guests?
We want to know the secret here.
I am very much, in all of my approaches to all food, I'm very traditionalist and very simplistic. So to me, there's a reason why foods tend to stand the test of time. And in a way, there's really no reason to mess with it. So if you're going to do something, just do it right. You don't need to be too frou-frou. You don't need to be too fusion. Just do it right.
And especially when you're thinking about something like corned beef, there's tradition that goes with that.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do something wild and weird and crazy with the corned beef, you know, that's a big risk,
did
right?
Did you know that corning beef? Corning is actually a method of preservation and preparation. It doesn't always have to be beef. It doesn't always have, you know, it is preserved. That tradition is preserved in corned beef.
We learn every day,
okay,
right?
Okay, so this is what I'm talking about, Sherwood. You come here, you can engage the chef, the manager, the staff, the servers. Always a story to tell. I mean, we've learned about derivatives and ratios here on this show, which inspired this guy's journey. But anyway, Daniel Martinez, you brought out some things for us to try. Now, this is like a capture, a moment in time. for the way Noble Hops celebrates the spirit of St. Patrick's Day at the center of the plate. You brought out two dishes for us to try. Where should we start? Is there a logical progression to go from one bounty of flavors to the next? We're in your hands, man.
I would definitely suggest starting with the bangers and mash,
as it is
a staple.
Yes.
For us here at Noble, and then the Noble Nachos that we've got for you guys. That's actually a new addition relative to our happy hour menu, which is available 2 to 6 every day.
Okay. Great. Bangers, and can't do St. Patrick's Day without bringing bangers to the party, right, Chef?
That's very true.
Talk about bangers.
Yes.
Talk about them, man.
Did you know that they're actually called bangers because there is a breadcrumb element to it, and when you go to cook them, they actually pop or they bang? Kind of like the side.
You're not. Come on now.
No. Seriously. There's actually even a side dish relative to the aisles called Bubble and Squeak. And it's made up of essentially leftover mashed potatoes and cabbage and so on and so forth. It's kind of like a mishmash. But the cabbage has a tendency to bubble and squeak when it is cooking. So
love
they literally
that.
Call it bubble and squeak.
Love that. Okay, so bangers, great sort of craft sausages.
Yes.
I'm going to be... Now, is that too big of a bite to take, Daniel?
No, it's all... Food is subjective.
I take big bites.
That's fine.
It looks like you got literally the perfect bite, too. You got a little bit of the mashed potato, the gravy.
Yes!
And a little of the cabbage on there. That's
oh my God.
I had no idea that's what the reason they were called bangers. That's very cool.
Our derivative, if you will, on this dish is that we do generally offer usually three different kinds of sausages.
I was going to
say,
I see.
So we've got the traditional banger, and then sometimes we might have an andouille, sometimes we might have a chicken sausage, sometimes we might even, if we can get it, we might even have an alligator sausage.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, not at all.
Okay, so that's the andouille right in the center, right?
It is.
So we tried that traditional banger. I mean, that's just comfort food the way comfort food was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sherwood Alger, there's a secret ingredient in there, and that's not a secret to you, and maybe some banger aficionados. Michael Lopez is looking at me. He says, yeah, of course, all bangers have. There's nutmeg in there, right? Am I right? Am I getting some nutmeg from that banger?
Maybe.
Maybe, he says. Oh, this isn't going to be easy to bang. Michael Lopez, traditional to put a little bit of nutmeg in the banger? Thumbs up from one of the great chefs in the Southwest. Okay, so I'm going to go in on this andouille. Now, andouille has a tendency to have a nice little kick, a little bit of a spice.
It usually does.
Anything I should think of before I go in? Anything I should
know? A
little
know? Kick and spice. When I think andouille, I think in New Orleans almost all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, rich, and rewarding experience.
Is this a smoked andouille?
Go in.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
The smoke, and I look for that pop. I look for that snap.
Yep.
You know, because
that's really a big thing.
It's the natural casings.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you go and you have, and the chefs will just kind of rip that off. I said, what are you doing? That's the heart of the experience. When you lift up a frank or a sausage, you have to have the natural casings there because you need to hear that snap.
Yes,
I want to have that snap and surround sound.
Daniel
Martinez. Gorgeous place to start the tasting. What do we got going on right here, man?
Well, the nachos, like I say, they're a new addition relative to the happy hour menu. We've got, some cheese sauce. We've got black beans. We've got a meat mixture that's actually based on the Nachitoches meat pie from Louisiana.
From Louisiana,
yes.
Right.
And so it's got some jalapenos. It's got some celery. It's got some bell peppers and everything, a little bit of cumin, and some red chilies in there.
That's some southern and southwestern fusion
right
there.
It is.
The meat mix. There's a meat mix. When was our last meat mix? Okay, so I'm going in. Right before I take this bite, I want to remind all of our listeners that we're going to have a Noble Hops gift card to the first person that sends me an email with the correct answer to this week's trivia question. Before we go to a commercial break, have you guys thought about a fun question that we can ask our listeners now?
I think we have one. All right, should I go ahead?
Yeah, because my mouth is full.
Oh, well, all right, I'm sorry.
I got a meat mix thing
right,
going on.
You got a meat mix thing.
Which, by the way, is a nice touch with the andouille in there.
We're gonna ask, what are the traditional ingredients for a black and tan?
Oh, great question.
Oh,
okay,
great.
Can't come to St. Patrick's Day party and not have a black and tan. Now, there are many variations. There are very modern expressions.
Yes.
People do other different things with the black and tan, but at the heart of the story is tradition.
Yep.
What and how many are there? How many components are there?
Two.
There are just two.
Two.
What are the two original traditional components to the black and tan? If you think you know the answer, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. One more time, on themenulive@gmail.com. First person in, look, Michael Lopez has already got his phone out. He thinks he knows the answer to the question. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks to our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the food here and talk about some of the events that are coming up again on themenulive@gmail.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Noble Hop. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends. You've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another great happy hour here at Noble Hops, right here on the corner of La Cañada and Lambert in the beautiful Oro Valley and Sherwood Alger. When we're hanging out on a patio with the weather being Chamber of Commerce ordered up, we're drinking, you know, beautiful premium craft Irish whiskeys. We are staring at the magnificent Push Ridge. We are eating the majesty that is Daniel Martinez's craft, these great sausages, these Irish nachos, and we get to hang out and have a beer and some cocktails with Julie Vlahakis. I mean, pitch me! Cheer it out, Jeremy! This is why we do this show!
Hey, I think that's why it took 7 years to get here, you know, for the exact Saturday. This is the perfect moment.
The planets are aligned! Anyway.
I feel like I'm in Ireland right now.
But, that's the experience that Julie and her team have so lovingly and tirelessly crafted for you.
She's done an amazing job.
She really has. She's got a team here that just kills it every single day. Mm-hmm. But you guys, I love the events that you've had. I have actually emceed a couple of your beer dinner events mm-hmm. several years ago, and I love that you just had a bourbon and cigar pairing event. We have a lot of cigar enthusiasts that listen to this show. I mean, events are really a part of the experience here at Noble Hops as well.
Yeah, that's one of the things when the owners brought me on, they wanted to see some consistency in the event programs and some creativity. And the owners really have a passion for cigars. And so we brought in a cigar expert. He's really upgraded the humidor and gotten us on a great rotation.
Great.
Our cigars are really moving now. And so I just paired with Hensley.
That was just last Wednesday.
Yeah, it was just Wednesday.
I was so bummed that I wasn't able to go because I'm a brother of the leaf.
Yes.
I love great cigars.
This was a really cool way to do it. I was like racking my brain. How are we going to get the cigars? And the first one was going to be with bourbon. And I'm like, well, if people are novices at both, how are we going to match that together? So what I came up with is a takeoff on our beer flight, and I did a bourbon flight. And so what I did was I had four different little tiny glasses, all different shapes, all different sizes, and I poured a different bourbon in each one. And as the people sat down, our cigar expert was there. He worked with you based on your cigar experience level, and we got you set with your cigar. We brought over your flight. And then you got to smoke your cigar, sample your bourbons, the four different bourbons, see which one you liked best as your pairing,
love,
order the snifter of the one you like the best.
And with great cigars, you know, our listeners know it's just like a fine spirit or great food. There are flavor profiles, wine.
Yeah.
They just come alive. You know, you can have a cedar and smoke driven cigar. You can have one that has kind of molasses and coffee and cream notes. Cigars are really, and the fact that you bring those together with the spirit that cigars are supposed to be enjoyed with in the first place, Great. And that's just one example of the events that you have. Now, you are doing monthly beer dinners or spirit dinners?
Actually, we kind of changed up the format on the beer dinner. And what I'm doing now are week-long pairing events. So we partner with a different brewery. Did Founders this last month. So it was a Founders Brewery and Sliders event. So we had four different sliders.
It's a great concept.
And four different beers, and they were paired for the week. If you buy the combo, you get $2 off, so it's great. In January, we partnered with Hensley again for the pizza port and flatbread. So it's kind of a twist on pizza and beer.
You're very kind to us.
I mean, so, who doesn't partner with Hensley?
I know. But it was just such a natural thing. And what it's nice because it's not just targeted to one night.
Right.
You know, you can come, we had people come back multiple times, like, okay, it started on Tuesday, we were here Tuesday, but hey, we want to try that one. So we came back on Friday and we tried that one. So those events last for a week, and we'll be doing those monthly throughout the year.
It's a very casual and very awesome approach to it. You know, it's hard to, you know, get everybody to commit to exactly a 2-hour time period. So this way it's making it very casual and open to, you know, for a lot of people to try it.
How do you get the word out? Do you have an email list?
We're using Facebook. We're doing a lot of in-house promotion now, which wasn't done before. And these will be going on, like, for example, in May, we'll be doing margarita and artisan tacos for Cinco de Mayo.
Excellent.
Cha-cha-cha.
Okay, so the creativity doesn't stop when Julie Blyk is at the center of the story. Now, we just have about another minute or so, but I have two dogs at home. I have a great, you know, Bichon, and I have a great Shih Tzu. Love my dogs. Yep. Tucson is a dog community. Yep. You're opening your doors to dog lovers, and you're doing it in a way that celebrates happy hour called...
Happy hour!
And this beautiful patio.
Yeah, this is such an awesome thing. We have one of the only the certified dog patios through the Pima County Health Department. So we do have people coming through all the time with their dogs, but this first Monday of every month gives us an opportunity to partner with Einarode Animal Hospital.
Excellent.
And they bring in a new charity every month, and 10% of the proceeds from that time, which is 6 to 8 p.m. on that Monday night, go to that charity. So it's been really a goal of mine as a dog owner also to move that ball forward, and we have watched the revenue go up every month.
And that's part of the sort of the Jam Culinary Concepts culture.
Yeah.
It's really giving back. It's philanthropy.
Yes.
This is a great community that made them what they are. Mm-hmm. They've responded to that call. And what else do the Musmans do? They give back to this community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you a dog guy, Sherwood Alger?
Absolutely.
What kind of dog do you have?
So I currently do not have a pet.
Okay.
But I have a roommate that has a pet right now.
That counts.
And, yeah, it's funny, the first time I've ever been without my own pet, but I'm just always get along with any pets around me.
Well, I'll be looking for you at Yappy Hour here.
Yeah. Maybe I'll adopt a pet.
There you go.
Anyway, Julie Vlahakis, thank you so much to you and your team for everything you do right here.
You've been
wonderful hosts. We're going to keep eating and drinking, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
And Sherwood Alger, our craftiest of craft specialists at the Hensley Beverage Company, a man behind every party in the galaxy at Hensley. Thank you so much. Always fun lifting a spirit with you in the tradition that is St. Patrick's Day. I wish you nothing but the best, and thank you so much for everything.
Cheers.
Thank you
so much. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Sherwood Alger reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies.
Woo-hoo!
We'll see you over here at Noble Hops.